You're listening to the audio production of Case for Faith for Kids, updated and expanded by Elise Strobel with Rob Suggs and Robert Elmer, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Smeeby. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. Introduction. Any questions? Hey, do you like questions? Questions come in a lot of different flavors. Of course, there are the boring questions. Who was the 13th president of the United States? What is the state bird of Montana? Then there are those corny questions called riddles. Why did the chicken cross the playground? To get to the other slide. Then there are the head-scratching, noggin-tickling questions. Why do we drive on a parkway but park on a driveway? Why does after dark occur after light? Why are whales still chubby after all that swimming? Why don't sheep shrink in the rain? Why do cameras have round lenses but take square pictures? Why does night fall but day break? Why do we call one of the hottest dishes chili? Why are many people afraid of heights but no one is afraid of widths? Those questions probably don't have answers, but they're fun to ask anyway. Then there are questions that do have answers. For example, do you ever stand on the beach and wonder how the moon way up there causes all those waves way down here? Or how long it would take to travel to another galaxy? We could get those answers without much problem. That's why we have science. The kind of science called physics would tell us about the moon and tides. Astronomy would tell us about how long to plan for an intergalactic vacation. Big league questions. Then there are those questions that everyone wonders about at some time or another. How did this world get here? Is there a God? Which religion is true? In case you're interested, a book called Case for a Creator works on the God question. Another one called Case for Christ covers questions about Jesus, such as, was he really the Son of God? Could he really have risen from the dead? This book is filled with big league questions about believing in God and following Christ. A lot of Christians wonder about these noggin nibblers. If God is good, why does he let bad things happen in the world? Do miracles happen, or does science prove they are impossible? Is Jesus the only way to get into heaven? What about other religions? If I have questions or doubts, does that mean I'm not a Christian? Why ask in the first place? Those are some brain drainers. People ask these questions all the time, and why shouldn't they? The answers are very important. It's only natural that folks would wonder. And here's one more question. Should people who already believe in God ask for answers? If they wonder, for instance, whether God is really fair, does that mean they don't trust God enough? Should they just ignore the tough stuff and go on believing in God? No, because questions, especially questions about faith, are too important to let us do that. Whether you believe in God or not, it's a pretty good idea to give these questions some thought. Look at it this way. People have worked on these riddles for thousands of years, and they haven't proved yet that God isn't alive. So what do you have to lose? Not your faith. Faith is like a muscle that just becomes stronger the more you put it to work. Proverbs 18:17 tells us, "The first one to tell his case seems right. Then someone else comes forward and questions him." That's just a fancy way of saying it's important to carefully ask the right questions to get the right clues. Don't be too quick to jump to conclusions. Then you can make up your own mind about the truth. Ask, search, knock. Jesus said this, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks will receive. He who searches will find. The door will be open to the one who knocks." Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, search, and knock. Why? Imagine trying to find an old friend who moved away from the neighborhood. How would you go about it? First, you would ask, "Anybody know where my friend's new house is?" Maybe someone at school would say, "I heard that kid lives over near the park now." What would you do next? You would search. Maybe you'd get on your bike and ride to the park to look for your friend. Finally, what would you do?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?